This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day for Democrats. Why? Because a brand new poll shows that Donald Trump looks like an almost sure thing for the Republican nomination. And that is exactly what Democratic strategists and planners and candidates and the entire Democratic Party wants. What they want passionately is the opportunity to run against Donald J. Trump. There's a piece in the Washington Post by Henry Olson, and he's very much a Republican, very much a conservative. He says, admit it, GOP, Trump's legal woes make him an unviable candidate. And one of the things that he asks about, and I think it's a very solid point, that Biden might be old. Yeah, he's old. I mean, 80 is relatively old. But he's certainly capable of making a few campaign appearances each week, Joe Biden. Imagine what independent voters will think when they see that alongside coverage of Trump sitting in a courtroom for days at a time. And what Henry Olson is talking about is whether you like it or not, whether you believe that he is innocent as the driven snow or not. It's very complicated because some of these are cases like the case with E. Jean Carroll, who claims that Trump sexually assaulted her in a dressing room at Bloomingdale's. With all of that going on, there's seven different legal proceedings. And by the way, some of them, new indictments expected to be announced today or tomorrow from Jack Smith, and this regarding the January 6th riots and the attempts to overturn the election. Now, that hasn't harmed Trump at all in terms of the primary race. According to Morning Consult, brand new poll, Trump maintains a formidable lead. He has 58% of Republicans backing him. Trump leads DeSantis by 43 percentage points among potential GOP primary voters. DeSantis' support has flatlined in recent days at 15%, a tracking low. So who else is rising? Somebody else who is would be very hard to elect. It would be very hard for him to win the primary or for him to elect, who is Vivek Ramaswamy. They report Vivek Ramaswamy is rising while DeSantis' support has slipped over the past month. Vivek Ramaswamy has been steadily trending upward. The entrepreneur turned presidential candidate is polling in third place at 9%. And Chris Christie is less popular than ever. Potential GOP primary voters are 21 points more likely to hold negative views than positive views about the former New Jersey governor, Chris Christie. That doesn't stop Chris Christie from looking forward to the debates coming up on August 23rd, and which is shockingly soon when you talk about it. It's about 3 weeks away. And he, of course, will do everything he can to try to goad President Trump to participate in those debates. There's a powerful piece written by Andrew McCarthy, and you hear Andy on our show all the time, because, number one, he's a terrific lawyer and a great prosecutor and was a very formidable prosecutor for our Department of Justice, putting terrorists away in jail where they belong, including the terrorists for the first bombing of the World Trade Center. But here he delivers a new piece at National Review that I think is absolutely necessary for any conservative to confront. And he begins by saying, I persist in the conviction that Donald Trump doesn't have a prayer of being elected president again. Democrats have drawn the same conclusion based on a lot of sensible data. Trump's past performances, i.e. his 46% high water mark even as an incumbent, before the Stop the Steal nonsense, the Capitol riot, and the string of indictments and civil complaints, before the 2018 midterms, where he lost 43 seats for Republicans. Trump's costing control of the Senate for Republicans in 2020, and the 2022 red wave that never happened thanks to Trump-supported candidates. The Democrats, he writes, are trying to get Trump nominated because they know they would beat him decisively in November of 2024. The indictments, and there will be two more, one from Biden DOJ Special Counsel Jack Smith, perhaps as early as today, and one from Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis in the next 2 weeks or so, coupled with the civil cases teeing up for trial. New York Attorney General Letitia James' fraud case on October 3rd, and a second E. Jean Carroll sexual assault defamation case in mid-January. They're both firing up the Trump base and preventing other GOP candidates from getting any traction. This is the intention. It is the intention of Democrats. The problem for Trump is he has no upside, writes Andy McCarthy. He is as known a quantity as has ever sought the presidency. In a normal race, the 46% of Republicans who do not favor Trump could be expected to come home in droves in the general election if he is the nominee. What he is talking about is the most recent New York Times Siena College poll that shows an actual majority of Republicans supporting Trump, 54%. But that means there are 46% who don't support him. Now, how many of those will come over and support Trump if he is the nominee? Some will, but not all. They say the 46% of Republicans who do not favor Trump at the moment could be expected to come home in droves in the general election if he's the nominee, but that is not true of Trump. Recent Pew polling indicates that just under a hair, under a third of Republicans now view him very or mostly unfavorably. The remaining two-thirds view him favorably, but that is down from three-quarters last year. It is reasonable to forecast that at least a quarter of Republicans will not support Trump under any circumstances. That doesn't mean they'll vote for an unpopular Democrat. They just won't vote. Or they'll vote third-party, write-in, or some similarly futile vehicle for registering discontent. To have a chance in the general election, Trump has to make up that support. But from where, asks Andy McCarthy. Polls consistently show that the Democratic opposition to Trump is nearly universal. They also consistently show that his unfavorability with the general public hovers around 60%. There is no reason to believe that this will change. To the contrary, about 54% of voters cast their ballots for someone other than Trump in 2016 and 2020, when he was more popular nationwide than he is now. He couldn't win in 2020 with 46%. He won by a miracle in 2016 with 46%. He is not going to win with less than 46%, but there's no reason to think that he would ever sniff 46 again. I suppose my main point is that polling is a snapshot, while races are dynamic. You can't appraise Trump's chances in the general election without assessing what is going to happen in the campaign's final phases. The Democrats have calculated that the criminal and civil cases are now bringing will come to hearings and trials next year. And what does that mean? And what about the election day today in Seattle? We will get to that as well, coming up on the MedVet Show. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. News on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Over at the National Journal, they have their hotline latest breaking news. And they have a national fundraising roundup on how the various candidates are doing. And this is another issue that is becoming a serious one, which is the financial difficulties of the MAGA revival. National Fundraising Roundup, MAGA Inc., the political action committee backing former President Trump, raised $14.6 million in the first half of 2023. It spent $38 million and had $31 million on hand at the end of the period. And what has it spent that $38 million on? What has recently been revealed is mostly legal costs, because remember, it's lawyers are expensive, and with Trump facing at least seven prosecutions and court cases, and some of them coming immediately, one of some starting in October, which really is just a couple of weeks away, and right in the middle of the primary campaign. In any event, what's fascinating here is Trump has $31 million on hand for the rest of his campaign. Never Back Down, which is the super PAC backing Florida Ron DeSantis, has $96.8 million on hand. In other words, DeSantis at the moment, because he hasn't had that kind of legal costs, has more than three times the amount of money available that Trump does. Now, he's running far behind, and nobody thinks that the Ron DeSantis campaign is doing well. But given the fact that he has that kind of money, if he really makes a point of pumping those kind of funds into small states like Iowa and New Hampshire, could that make a difference? Well, anything is possible. By the way, Nikki Haley has also done well. She has $17 million on hand. Chris Christie has only $5.5 million on hand. And the real surprise, to me at least, is North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. His presidential bid has raised $11.0 million. That doesn't include his own contributions. And he has almost that entire amount on hand because he hasn't spent much of it, not yet. But we will see. Most of the funds for Ron DeSantis, for the Never Back Down Political Action Committee, came from DeSantis' former state committee, which handed the $82.5 million to the super PAC. Las Vegas-based hotel magnate Robert Bigelow contributed another $20 million. Can you imagine? $20 million to Ron DeSantis? And a GOP megadonor, Harlan Crow, who paid for Justice Clarence Thomas's luxury trips, and former White House Communication Director Anthony Scaramucci, remember him? They were among those who donated to Chris Christie. And Anthony Scaramucci has also been, remember he served for 10 days as White House Communication Director for Donald Trump and then left. That's not Scaramucci's point now. He's backing Chris Christie. And then it says here that Trump Save America PAC, which began last year with $105 million, now has less than $4 million left in its account after paying tens of millions of dollars in legal fees for the former president and his allies. The committee's finances have become so dire that he has made the highly unusual request of $60 million refund of a donation it had previously sent to MAGA Inc., a super PAC backing Trump's presidential bid. In other words, you have super PACs and then you have the campaign itself. The campaign itself, the Trump campaign, is broke. It has less than 4 million left of the 105 million that it once solicited, but that's all been spent in legal fees. The money had been intended for television commercials, but as Trump is the dominant front runner for the Republican nomination in 2024, his most immediate problems appear to be legal, not political. MAGA Inc. has already returned $12.25 million to Save America PAC. This is believed to be the largest refund of this kind on record. Meanwhile, Mike Pence, the former vice president, hasn't acquired enough donors to qualify for the first Republican primary debate, which is set on August 23rd. And neither have former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson or Miami Mayor Francis Suarez or conservative radio host Larry Elder or former Congressman Will Hurd. They also have not yet qualified for the debate, which indicates that that of course people like Chris Christie and of course Tim Scott and Nikki Haley and others will be there, and so will Doug Burgum, the governor of North Dakota, who's been very cautious spending his campaign money. When you come back to this question of Andrew McCarthy and his certainty about why he feels Trump has no chance to win the general election, even though he could easily be the nominee. He says, Americans are not nearly as inclined as the Republican primary electorate to see Trump as a victim of Democratic persecution, even if they believe we have an increasingly corrupt two-tier justice system. For Trump's Republican supporters, the Capitol riot is either something to ignore, as effectively canceled out by the Black Lives Matter rioting that was far longer in duration, more lethal, and ignored by the political class, or the Trump true believers perversely see January 6th as something to celebrate, as a rage against the machine, as a shibboleth for those who take it as an article of faith that the 2020 election was stolen from Trump. The broad mass of the country, however, finds the episode abhorrent. I mean, how is it not abhorrent? And these ordinary Americans are not progressive Democrats. They're not obsessed by January 6th. But when reminded of it, they are repulsed by it. Will that matter? And what matters in the forthcoming local elections in Seattle? Today is Election Day. We'll be talking to a candidate worth supporting coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We'll be right back. USA News update. New Jersey Lieutenant Governor Sheila Oliver has died. The 71-year-old was hospitalized yesterday while serving as acting governor. Governor Phil Murphy has been on vacation in Italy with his family. The grand jury hearing evidence on Donald Trump's alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 election has wrapped up its meeting for today. The grand jury met for more than 4 hours in Washington, D.C., but it's unclear at this time if they voted on an indictment. More high temperatures are in store for millions of people in the southern U.S. this week. Feels like temperatures could reach triple digits throughout Wednesday in states like Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas. Portions of the southwest, however, are seeing the heat temporarily ease a bit, including Phoenix and Las Vegas. CVS is laying off 5,000 employees. Those layoffs will happen in what the company calls non-customer-facing positions, mainly when corporate staff. John Schaefer, USA News.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show. I know sometimes people listen to talk radio and they believe it's kind of like the seven little dwarves, that all the different hosts and all the different people who work on talk radio, hi-ho, it's off to work we go, and then they all live in the same hollow log somewhere. And well, sometimes you actually do learn something from people that you work with. And I found out about an extraordinary candidate for Seattle City Council who actually speaks to, I think, what people around the country are feeling right now about the issues of public safety, of homelessness, of untreated mental illness, and just the degradation that we have of urban life. Aaron Mitchell is a cop. He's been a cop for about 10 years.
Yes, I was hired in July 2013, so actually August 1st in 2013 was my very first day at the police academy.
Wow. So, okay, so you're coming up to an anniversary, and the right way to celebrate his anniversary of being in law enforcement after his service in the Marine Corps and his work in small business, the right way is to elect him to the Seattle City Council, where it's election day today. And just to make very clear, when people get their sample ballots, they've gotten their sample ballots, they're filling out their ballots, we do it all here in the state of Washington by either mailing it in or dropping it off somewhere. If people get this into the mail so that it's postmarked today, it's still good, right?
Oh, absolutely. So I was really fortunate. The way they do it is a little bit of a lottery system where your name goes in the ballot. So Aaron Marshall is the second person just behind the incumbent on the ballot. So it's fantastic for me, good positioning, poll positioning. But, yes, it can be postmarked by today, or you can use any of our drop boxes here in the King County Election Services, and they're everywhere, and you have until 8 p.m. to drop those off.
Aside from your background in law enforcement, where you work in community relations with the police department, and your support for law enforcement, what's the most important difference between you and the incumbent?
Well, there's nobody on our current city council in the city of Seattle that knows as much about public safety as I do, and there's certainly nobody running for city council that knows as much about public safety as I do. In my case, it's a little bit different. So I do work for a group called the Community Response Group. And while that does have a bit of a name that sounds kind of like we go out and do a lot of communication, this is actually a very highly proactive group. So I spend about half of my time doing undercover work in which I'm buying narcotics or I'm the John in a prostitution sting or a series of different things that are street-level violent crimes that we're trying to curtail. So sometimes the name sounds like I'm a little bit more like a community activist on the police department. But I'm a community member who lives in downtown Seattle who happens to do some very unique undercover work.
Do we need more cops?
Oh, absolutely. When I got hired in 2013, we had about 1,300, and we constantly felt short back then. It was not uncommon to have somebody come on the radio and ask for, you know, four officers to augment the next shift, which just means you're just going to work a double that day. Well, now we're down to 800 officers. So we've lost 500 officers in about 2.5 years. Just to give it some kind of sense of scale, is Boston, the city of Boston, smaller in geographic area, larger in population, has over 2,200 officers for Boston, and we are at 800. And of those 800, only 400 of those are actually patrol officers. Roughly 400 are patrol officers. The other 400 are detectives and follow-up unit officers. So you probably roughly have about 400 officers on the street of the city of Seattle.
When you're elected to the council, and again, I'm speaking to Aaron Mitchell. It's easy to remember Aaron, 2 days, and Mitchell.
Good, sir, just Marshall.
Marshall.
Yeah, yeah, that's okay. It's all right.
And but you'll find him on the ballot right next to Andrew Lewis, the incumbent, and a much preferable choice. How do you recruit and pay for the additional officers we need?
Michael, that's a great question, because right now there's this, you know, there's a feeling amongst other candidates that don't know anything about public safety is you just go hire more. You just go hire 300 officers. A police officer, a firefighter, a nurse, it's a very specialized job, and it takes a very special person to do those kind of jobs. And they're not going to come to a city where they don't feel welcome and they don't feel like the highest echelons of government have their back. And right now in the city of Seattle, I think most officers who are currently working, and firefighters for that matter, don't feel that way about the city council. So going forward, if we want to recruit people, obviously we have to pay them a competitive wage. But more importantly, I would treat this more like recruiting like a college athlete. I would have them come out to Seattle, especially in the summertime. I mean, we're like, the weather is just so perfect right now. Have them come out to Seattle, spend 2 or 3 days. The city should invest in a hotel room for them and their family to come out so they can really get a chance to look at the schools out here, to look at the area, because you're asking a lot of people to make major life choices and life decisions. And if they had an opportunity to come out and see the city and then meet a city council person who was a Seattle police officer, I think that would say a lot, and I think you'd see the recruiting increase steadily. I mean, right now, the mayor is hoping to hire 500 by 2025, I believe is the goal, and there's just no possible way at this rate that we're going to hit those marks.
And in terms of doing something to change the whole atmosphere in the city, one of the things that struck us when we moved here in 1996, so we've been here for a long time, and my wife was amazed. She said, "Where's all the graffiti?"
Yeah, not that way anymore,
she
though.
She wouldn't say that anymore.
No. It's everywhere.
No, it's exploded.
It's
absolutely
everywhere.
Why can't we do anything about it?
It's political will. I mean, really, when it comes down to it, here's the short answer. It's the political will. That court case, for your other listeners, there was a court case that recently came out. It was about free speech and First Amendment rights, and it has to do specifically with the police department of people doing graffiti on the Seattle Police Department. That case aside, we've had graffiti way before then, and it's even gotten worse now, as you can imagine. The people are coming into the city of Seattle from outlying areas because they know that we will do nothing about it. And it has increased tenfold. It is absolutely everywhere. And unfortunately, tragically, last night, we lost a 14-year-old who climbed up on our monorail, which is an elevated transportation system back from the 1960s World Fair. But he was up there at night trying to spray paint a wall on an elevated track, and the monorail came and hit him, and he died at 14 years old. So while graffiti is awful to look at, and I think we could do a much better job of curtailing it, it clearly has effects now that are deadly.
Well, it communicates the idea no one's in charge.
Absolutely. There's, that's 100% it.
No law and order. It's that broken windows effect.
Yeah, I don't know about you. I'm not a big Giuliani fan. I think he's not the guy that I'd usually quote. But in this particular case, that broken window theory is completely correct. You do have to make sure that these minor things are getting taken care of. I mean, I have friends that have small businesses, you know, and when their windows get broken, it doesn't get a lot of attention. It's certainly not going to make the news if your restaurant window gets broken. But the margins of profit in a restaurant are so small that when you have to replace, say, a $1,600 or even a $6,000 window, you want somebody, you know, there should be some justice to that.
Yeah, and you would hope so. In terms of the city council is officially their nonpartisan races.
Theoretically.
And you put together something of a nonpartisan coalition in terms of people who are supporting you.
Yeah, I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. If it makes any difference, there's some flyers that came out that said that I voted for Donald Trump. I'm definitely not a Donald Trump fan. But, yeah, theoretically, this is supposed to be a nonpartisan position, and I am running as a real independent, not some gimmick just for downtown Seattle because it's such a blue part of the state. I really, truly have never felt like I've had a party represent me very well throughout most of my adult life. I've been on a political island, so that's why I'm running as an independent. You'd think that I would get a little bit more groundswell. I have gotten a lot of support, and certainly in the last week, all of a sudden now, it's like, oh, there's an independent police officer.
It's real, and the name Aaron Marshall is one that you want to mark on your ballot. Get them in today. It is election day. I wish you Godspeed. I hope we can all celebrate together, and your victory in November, too. We'll be right back on the MedVet Show. You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal, and then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Medved show, again, for people who live in the city of Seattle, remember we have the basically wide open primary, which is today. There should be reasons to celebrate Aaron Marshall clearing that primary and going on to a general election where I think he could be highly favored to win against the incumbent, if the incumbent even makes the primary election. But get your ballot in today. It is election day in the city. And the recent election we had replacing the city attorney, Pete Holmes, with City Attorney Davison, who is... she does have a background as a Republican, and she has been terrific in getting serious about crime in this city, which is, again, Seattle, thank goodness it isn't St. Louis or Baltimore or Chicago or Detroit or cities with spiraling out-of-control crime rates. But for considering what we had before, and the number of officers that we lost that Officer Marshall was talking about, this really is an important election. And so, by the way, is the upcoming general election in which Joe Biden, if he is the nominee, is likely to encounter Donald Trump, which could be a disastrous election for Republicans up and down the ballot or for anybody who's more conservative and seeking support from people who actually care about conservative values. And Andy McCarthy the former prosecutor himself and somebody who is obviously very, very concerned about issues of public safety and policing and law and justice. Andrew McCarthy writes that, you want to tell me Biden has his problems too? He says, I've spent a lot of my time writing about them, so I get that. But Biden's party will defend him to the hilt and cares a lot more about retaining the presidency than his character or lack thereof. I think chances are better than even that he won't be the nominee anyway. But whether he is or not, the Democrats, unlike the Republicans, are not going to have a quarter of their base refuse to support the nominee. And what he's talking about here is, it's true, the majority of Republicans back President Trump for another term. It's a majority. But it's not anything like a united majority. And you have between a fourth and a third of all Republicans who say they are unfavorable in their impression of Donald Trump. And yes, that might not be enough to get them to vote for Joe Biden, but to get them to stay home or to vote for somebody as a third party candidate. And again, the result of that would not be positive for Republican or conservative ideas. They have consultants, campaign consultants, Democrats, he means, who are shrewd enough to paint Biden or fill in the blank Democrat as a well-meaning, likable moderate who believes in our institutions and the promise of America, and most of all, isn't Trump. In the critical few months before the election, when most Americans who don't care about politics tune in. And he says, I'll close with what I've been saying for a couple of years now. The Democrats' plan has been, at this point, with 2024 voting just a little over a year away, to give Republicans the impression that Trump can win. And it's working. We've all seen with our own eyes how Trump has destroyed the GOP's grip on Pennsylvania over 6 years, and yet people are somehow going up in a balloon about his chances to beat Biden in the state because a poll shows him in a statistical dead heat there. That is what Democrats and the media want us to think. Then we nominate him, and he loses in a landslide in November, taking the Senate and House down with him. He means the Senate and House in Pennsylvania, just as he got a Democrat, Josh Shapiro, elected as governor, and got John Fetterman, who is a controversial figure in his own right, elected as our very, very liberal U.S. Senator from Pennsylvania. For Republicans to win in 2024, writes Andrew McCarthy, they can't get mesmerized by today's polling, which reflects understandable voter angst against Biden. You have to assess what the chessboard is going to look like a year from now. If Trump is the nominee, it will look like an onslaught that we are not adequately envisioning now, though that is much more worth the effort than drawing conclusions from current polling. I simply don't see how Trump gets to 42% of the electorate. The country has already made up its mind about him. From here, there's no up, only down. If we nominate him, he is going to get drubbed. And then there is this other piece by Henry Olson of the Religion and Public Policy Center. He writes for the Washington Post. The revelation that Donald Trump's Political Action Committee spent more than $40 million on legal fees in the first half of 2023 does more than cast doubt on the former president's ability to run a competitive primary campaign. It provides yet another reason why Republican voters should reject his candidacy if he does not drop out first. Running for president requires more than charisma and a few rallies. It requires time and money and lots of it. Candidates must constantly be on the road stumping for votes. They also need support from the modern apparatus that places digital and television ads and identifies persuadable voters that can cast ballots for them. A cash-strapped candidate would not stand a chance against this onslaught. Biden's campaign and affiliated outside groups spent $1.6 billion, while the Democratic National Committee and state and local parties spent another $1 billion. He's talking about last time. They'll have even more this time. And then there's the time factor. Let us assume, for the sake of argument, that prosecutors are filing bogus charges to wound Trump politically. He might be able to beat all of those raps, either at trial or on appeal. But he would still have to manage his defense in at least two and perhaps as many as four major criminal cases. He has prodigious energy, especially for a 77-year-old, but even he can't be in five places at the same time. Trump can theoretically solve his cash problem. He is reportedly considering a legal defense fund that would finance his team of lawyers. If he can raise money for that without cannibalizing his campaign fundraising, he might still be able to raise enough to be competitive. But that's a big if. Nothing can solve his time problem. And this is the point that Henry Olson makes that's important. He will have to attend a series of pretrial hearings over the next few months. And then that's the least of his concerns. A criminal defendant has to manage his defense team on a regular basis as it searches for evidence to win an acquittal. Consider Edward Gurney, the Florida senator who resigned in 1974 rather than run for re-election while simultaneously fighting a single criminal indictment. It's unreasonable to think Trump will risk his own conviction to campaign. This will strike many, if not most, Republicans as unfair. Whatever one thinks of Trump, it is clear he has suffered more harassment and vitriol from political opponents than just about any recent major figure. Democrats and their allies have been relentlessly hounding him since he became the GOP nominee in 2016. He certainly exacerbated his situation with his often over-the-top pugnacious reposts, but he has had a political bullseye on his back for years. Trump insists he won't drop out, but that doesn't mean he's locked in. As the financial and legal pressure ratchets upward, even a man of his colossal ego and willpower might eventually decide to save his own skin rather than press his luck. If he doesn't, Republican primary voters will have to decide whether they want to risk nominating a man who can't campaign for himself. All of this putting into perspective some of the announcements that are expected, who knows, could be in the next hour. I will be speaking with E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post about the rancid flavor of American politics right now and what to do about it in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.